Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
Oh, hey, iPod. Nice.
Yeah, it's just a little something to hold my slow jams.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it works so seamlessly with iTunes.
You should check out iMovie, iPhoto, iWeb, because they all work like iTunes. You know, oh. iLife. Comes on every Mac.
iLife. Well, I have some very cool apps that are bundled with me.
Well, like, what do you got?
Calculator.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Clock.
A clock. Sounds like hours of fun.
Yeah.
Or at least minutes.
The best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. I'm your host, Erfan Elijah, and I am in the room in the presence of three great, dangerously handsome men.
Dangerous.
Well, relatively handsome. Now that I see you again in the light, I retract that first statement. We've got the Gov himself, Leander Caney. Welcome, Leander.
Hey, Erfan.
Alex Excelsior Heath has removed the probe. He is joining us as well. He's sitting down. Hey-o. And we have a man with a beard so beautiful it could only be attached by one Mr. Buster Kiney. Hey, Buster.
Hey, man.
Hey, talking to the mic.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. That's better.
Beautiful.
We are live from San Francisco, and we're going to be doing a cult cast as we normally do in the same room together, which is a rare treat. And then we're doing our live cult cast tomorrow, which I want to thank everyone who went and grabbed their tickets. We are overbooked. We're totally sold out.
Waiting list.
There's a waiting list going, and it's going to be a fun time. But before we talk about all that stuff, I want to give a thanks to our sponsors. You guys know how I feel about Lynda.com.
You're supposed to do the Lynda.
I love Lynda.
Thank God it ended. I was like, I'm going to leave if you do that joke again.
I'm looking at Leander. He's rubbing his face. That's LYNDA.com. I want to thank them for sponsoring the show. You know, Lynda has over 2,000 high quality video courses taught by industry leading experts. Lynda.com will help you master virtually any application all on your own time and at your own pace. You know, you can go learn all you want for free for 7 days with a free trial. Head on over to lynda.com/cultcast. It's lynda.com/cultcast. Thank you, Lynda. And Sanebox, do you get too much email, Leander Caney?
Oh, I know you do.
I do too. Sanebox is great. It's a service that you can sign up for that will help you manage your email. And what you do is you sign up for it, and then it will move all your unimportant emails out of your inbox and into other folders, and then it will send you a daily digest of exactly all the crap that you don't really want to look at, and helps you take action on your email and makes it way more efficient. I've been using it for months now, and it's really saved me a ton of time. Check it out, sanebox.com/cultcast. You can get a $10 credit towards any plan. We want to thank Sanebox for sponsoring the show. So, guys, it's been a long time coming. What's going on over there?
I'm hearing stuff.
What's that?
Bodily noises.
Are you sitting on a leather chair? Jeez.
Leander, why would you fart like that?
Yeah, you can't blame it on me.
Leander.
The wheels are coming off already. We've had a few L's, old beans. As you can tell from Leander's giggling, we've had a few L's, and we have smiles on our faces, and we're happy to be here. We have a live show tomorrow at the Box SF. If you haven't signed up for it, you can sign up for the waiting list. Head on over to cultcast.eventbrite.com. No promises you'll be able to get in. We have big, strong bouncers there, and if you don't have tickets, odds are you'll be slammed up against a wall and asked to leave. But you could always try.
Maybe probed.
You might be.
I might be the bouncer. So.
We should frisk people outside. I personally might take that responsibility before they come.
I want a bouncer uniform.
Dude, you don't even need a uniform. You got a bear shirt on right now. You just stand. You look menacing. Right. You look menacing enough right now. So I just got to ask, how long have you been growing that beard? Because last time we saw you, it was totally gone.
Yeah, ever since CES, pretty much. I decided to just commit to the beard because Leander told me he didn't recognize me. So I just.
CES, I've been growing mine since CES. Look at it.
Andrew's got 2 millimeters. I got 2 inches.
Yeah, make sure you're talking into the mic, Buster. Talk directly into the mic. Apply directly to the lip area. So we have our live show tomorrow. That's going to be a lot of fun. But we also have Macworld. So we're going to be talking about Macworld.
at the live show, because we're going to have some time to go peruse the floor, and we're going to be doing a Faves and Raves Macworld edition. And what we haven't told you guys until now is that we are actually going to be broadcasting that show. It's going to be recorded, and then we're going to be broadcasting it this weekend. So if you want to catch the live show, you can do that. It'll be available this weekend. Just keep an eye on your podcast app or however you listen to the show, and it will be available. So, guys, I thought we could start with some Macworld expectations and talk about things that we might be excited to see.
Shoves the mic in my face.
So make sure you're talking into the mic when you do this.
Lots of Scoble.
What's that?
Lots of Scoble.
Lots of Scoble. Is he even doing anything?
He's doing a thing. He's doing a thing, basically a book promotion.
Did he write a book?
He did. I don't know what it's about. Oh. Age of Context. I do.
Okay.
Know. Sorry.
Yeah. Cool. It's about the context of being in the shower naked.
Sounds. Is it going to have a centerfold? I like how Leander pulled the mic over to his mouth just to laugh and then pushed it back to Buster.
I didn't grab it. I'm trying to get rid of it.
So, Leander just wants to record the laugh track tonight.
That's literally the best part.
Leander just gets some. There it is. Let it go.
We just pushed it over to Leander for the laugh track.
No, it's reliable.
So Buster and Leander are sharing a mic like a bad 80s band. And so the audio is going to be switching back and forth for them. So, Cultcast, Macworld.
What's going on in Macworld this week? Because Buster knows all about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in Macworld this week.
Lots of stuff. Make sure you talk directly into your...
Lots of stuff.
There we go. That's what you need to do. So, can we back up and just talk about Macworld in general? So, we're here. And before the show started, we were kind of like, you know, how relevant is Macworld still? It's still quite popular, and last year I think we actually had a pretty good time, and there's a lot of cool events here, but I kind of wonder how relevant it's going to be going forward, just because Apple's not a part of it anymore. It kind of feels to have lost some of its magic.
It hasn't been for years, but it's still, you know, it's totally the zombie show. It's Walking Dead. But, you know, I mean, given credit, they put on a lot of great stuff, I think. And it's like, you know, the trouble is, it's, I think, hard to get a consumer show. It's hard to get people to, you know, who aren't professionals, who aren't going to get their bus to pay for them to come to a show, who don't have, like, a professional reason to come here.
That's a great point, actually. That's a very good point.
Yeah, so it's tough. It's hard. It's, you know, but Paul Kent, the organizer, I mean, like, last year he had a bunch of great DJs and had a bunch of great creators. I thought it was really interesting because he had people who were using the Mac for creative purposes, DJs, musicians. They had, I mean, the keynotes were great, weren't they? I mean, it's an interesting show, but it's, I think it's a hard, road to mow to get people to pay for it to come here.
You're absolutely right when you said about the it's not an industry event, because like CES, people are sending people to
Everyone's there
stuff.
For a professional reason.
Exactly.
I mean, their marketers or their, and like, you know, WWDC, it's all the programmers. They get sent here by their bosses. They come here to do technical sessions.
Yeah.
You know, like almost every other show is like a pro show. Almost every show you can think of. I mean, how many consumer shows, trade shows are there?
Well, there are some big trade
maybe
shows.
Comic-Con
San Diego is very
and maybe
huge.
The game shows too. PAX.
PAX is huge. PAX Prime especially. So for those who aren't familiar with Comic-Con, it's like movies, comic books. PAX is all video games. It's in Seattle. And I live in Seattle. It's huge. They probably get 100,000 people there. And they're all just regular consumers. It's incredible.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So there are a few, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you think they should do? I mean, like, you know, I mean, there used to be a cult of Mac. There definitely used to be a Mac subculture. I ain't so sure if it exists anymore, to be honest.
I feel like it's definitely changed. I don't feel like it's as quite as hackery as it used to be. You know, like the people who were into Apples used to be like the major hackers and stuff, and there still are those people. But now a lot of it's just like the people who are into mobile stuff. You know, like the guys.
Yeah,
they
added the iWorld. You know, Macworld/iWorld.
Yeah,
you
now
know?
It's iWorld. And like, would you travel miles to go to
iWorld?
It's
becoming more of a fan event. Like more of a, like if you're, like it used to be when Apple was here, it was an industry event. And now that
they're not. It's more of like a, if you're a hardcore enthusiast, you come.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to expect tomorrow, but I'm assuming it's going to be kind of like a Comic-Con for Apple. Like, it's going
to
be a very...
This is your first time here, Alex. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to hear your take on
tomorrow it. Tomorrow night, I'll have a better grasp on what I think about it.
I mean, last year, there was the guy with the bow that you attach your iPhone to that you use to play games. That was pretty awesome. Yeah. That was actually my favorite thing of the entire show last year.
I mean,
Into the
mic buster.
There we go.
This year there's not as many cool speakers. You know, last year Fred Armisen, he was awesome.
That was awesome.
Ashton Kutcher. Keynote. Ashton Kutcher was a crappy keynote.
Was he a part of it?
Yeah, remember last year when we waited in
my
line 2 hours?
My brain completely deleted that part.
And
we
were just like, oh, Josh Gad is awesome.
That's right. Josh Gad was awesome.
But like Leander said, there's like a lot more workshops is what it seems to be, like more like kind of teaching people how to dive into the Apple world, I guess. You know,
yeah.
It's definitely, I don't know. I have a hard time seeing this show lasting longer than 5 years, but who knows?
Yeah.
Well, it's lasted 5 years since Apple left. And when do they quit? But yeah. So yeah, 5 years. I think you're totally right. I mean, who's going to go to who's going to pay to come to San Francisco for a week, or even 4 days to see a seminar on how to take better pictures with your iPhone when you could probably go to your local Apple store and see that?
I was literally thinking that as you were saying that. I'm like, why wouldn't you just go to your Apple store and
or send.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Go to Mac.com.
Exactly. But having said that, I wish it the best. I really do hope that it continues. The funny thing is, if you go to an Apple store, right? The weird thing is, if you go to an Apple store, the place is packed. It's like
always.
You can't even get in the door, and everyone in there, they're all checking out the MacBooks and they're checking out the iPhones, and they're going like, "This MacBook's beautiful, but my wife's going to kill me if I buy this thing. But I could finish that novel that I started in college." Or,
you need a Mac to finish it.
Yeah, because I can't do it on my PC. The PC is a piece of rubbish, Like, I'll do that song in GarageBand, right? I'm going to record my first single and put it, or I'm going to do something on YouTube and I'm going to put it up. Everyone's got all these sort of indie ambitions. They want to be indie creators. I get that feeling when I go in there. And I think that I think there's a show for people who have those kind of, who want to do stuff with their equipment.
I agree with you. I just don't know if those people would be willing to fly from Indonesia, from New York, from Colorado to do it. Like, I feel like it's more of like a local event now.
Yeah, I don't know if really Macworld necessarily addresses those needs either yet,
Yeah. I don't either. I mean, I don't want to wax on too much about Macworld, but we'll have more to talk about after.
We're going to have fun here anyway.
We're going to have fun no matter what.
It's going to be a whipper of a week anyway. It's going to be super fun.
And we're going to have the Cultcast Live. Yeah, what?
A whipper. It's going to be a whipper.
It's going to be a whipper.
Whipper!
Dalio, old bean. By the way, whoever called me old bean on Instagram, it's our new favorite phrase. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Move along, old bean.
Let's talk about some Apple news, shall we? Buster, I'm going to go to you for this one. So put that giant mic in front of your face.
I'm touching it.
There you go. Rub your mustache all over that thing. Let's talk Retina MacBook Pros, because there's a rumor that seemed to actually have some validity that we're actually going to see a Retina MacBook Pro sooner rather than later, and by sooner I mean sometime in 2014.
Right. There's rumors that Apple's working on a 12-inch Retina MacBook Pro. They're also talking about making it. Their rumors are saying that it will be thinner than the current MacBook Airs. So
yes.
So paper thin.
Yes. I mean, as a MacBook Air user personally, I mean, I'm super stoked for it, because the biggest drawback for the MacBook Air is the display. I mean, of course, it doesn't have as much power as the Pro, but as far as portability, it's awesome.
Oh,
so
man.
A 12-inch model, they're going to sell a billion of them.
So this was being reported by Digitimes, and I heard that they got some juice off some forum, and the guy who reported it actually had a pretty accurate track record. So, again, all hearsay. You never know what's actually going to happen. But that they were going to be removing the clickability of the trackpad in order to be able to make the MacBook thinner.
Like, problem with my MacBook Air is actually the clicking part of the trackpad.
You don't like that?
It's so frustrating. Like, mine doesn't work a lot of the times. So I would love if they just tossed the clickability out of it.
Really? Wow. Yeah. I use mine all the time.
I just use the tap, personally.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Just swing that mic that way. Hey, guys, remember to speak right into it.
Got it.
Just a healthy reminder. So we might see those in 2014. We also got a rumor that this is going to be titillating for all of our listeners. I'm just going to put that out there. I know that you guys are going to be really excited about this, and there's going to be several people in pure ecstasy as soon as I read you this headline. Office for iPad might debut tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
That just happened somewhere. That just happened somewhere in an office. Some person just tilted their head back in pure ecstasy.
Right, in an office.
There might have been some tweakage happening. I can't say for sure. But apparently Microsoft has a keynote tomorrow.
Yes.
Where is it? Do you know?
San Francisco, somewhere.
Okay. So it's here.
Yeah, somewhere.
Wait, it's here?
It's in San Francisco. Yeah.
Maybe we could go instead of Macworld. That would be more interesting.
Yeah. Buster said, since he's not talking to a mic, maybe we can go to that instead of Macworld. Since it's,
well, it's a new CEO, too, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Can I just say, we make fun, but there are a lot of people that actually would probably love to have Office on their iPad.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, I just read this book, Young Money on Wall Street. It talks all about how
I know,
just they're so dived into Excel.
Hey, was that written by Lil Wayne?
It was. No, actually, it wasn't written by Lil Wayne. I can't remember who wrote it.
Okay.
Kevin Roos.
It's going to be significant, though, because, I mean, like, you know, Office is... It's used by a lot of big companies.
It is.
It's standardized, right?
It is.
And then by Microsoft bringing it to the iPad, it validates the iPad, doesn't it, as a platform, which is a big step for, you know, a competitor.
I agree because, I mean, I think it's important for them to be like, okay, a lot of people are using iOS devices. We obviously
they're
need
finally
to make-
saying like. We've got to do this.
Leander was about to make an epic point, and right when he was about to say it, Buster pulled the mic away.
I was just going to say, doesn't Microsoft need this more than iPad users?
Yeah, make sure you talk into the mic.
I'm close enough, guys.
It's got to be right in front of your face. Right
I'm
in front
close
of...
enough, guys.
And oh, my gosh, there it is.
This is like a pretty big thing for... Sorry, I've just forgot.
You got to put it right in front of your pie hole, right where the pie goes in. That's where the mic goes.
I would just say that this is like Microsoft for iPad is probably a bigger move for Microsoft than for iPad users, just because, I mean, Microsoft really needs to get more people onto their products if they want to have
a
future.
And they're doing Microsoft or Office Online now. So they kind of had to do this. So if you have an iOS device, and admittedly, I have used several of the Office products on iPhone and they used to be really bad. But
the iPhone app they released last summer is terrible.
Which one is
that? They released like an Office Mobile for iPhone last summer, and it's based on their 365 subscription or whatever. And it's
really?
It's awful. It's got like a 2-star rating in the App Store.
I've used Link for iPhone, and I've used I think OWA for iPhone. I'm not sure if that's the same one.
I mean, I've never
didn't
used
they
it.
Just release
and it works really
like
well.
Drive or like their version of Drive
for
iPhone?
Like,
really good.
Thing. Yeah.
OneDrive was used to be SkyDrive. It's rebranded now.
They just
make
really bad mobile software, I feel like. Like besides Windows Phone, but like I'm saying like their clients that they make for other people's platforms are not good.
I haven't used enough of them to make that determination, but
I mean, I can see by the screenshots that they're not good. And like it's got an average 2 when you've got a 2-star.
Let's give it a fair shake of the stick.
Yeah.
Check out some screenshots on the web. Yeah, it sucks. Oh my god, that's
terrible.
Totally fair.
Terrible. That's how I do all of my reviews actually.
Yeah, he just reads them all on iTunes and then regurgitates that, paraphrases it. Well, hey, before we move on, guys, I want to give a thanks to our sponsor. You know, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors. We love our sponsors. We actually got one in the room right now. He's looking real good.
We do.
Drinking a Sierra Nevada. Hey, Vic, I'm looking at you.
DJ VB.
DJ VB is in the room with us. And but I want to talk about Linda because you know what? I love Linda. I'm not even afraid to say it. I'm not ashamed.
Wait,
I'm not embarrassed.
.com?
.com. You've heard of it.
.com.
That's LYNDA.com. And the reason I love Linda is because it is the place to go if you are into continuing education, because they have over 2,000 high quality video courses broken down into these fantastic, succinct, easy to digest video clips that you can watch in your own time, whenever you want. And you can learn practically anything. If you want to learn how to use Photoshop, you can do that. If you want to learn how to use Adobe Lightroom, you can do that. If you want to learn how to program, maybe you want to brush up on your Objective-C skills, make iPhone apps, you can do that. Maybe you want to learn how to use GarageBand, you can do that. Final Cut Pro, you can do that. They have world-class instructors teaching these courses, and you can go there anytime you want and just learn all you want. I really like it a lot. I've used it several times over the years to learn all sorts of different applications that I use in my everyday life. So I couldn't recommend it any more highly. ilovelynda.com/cultcast. That's LYNDA.com/cultcast. The I love is not a part of the URL, guys.
Yeah.
I just say that.
I love.
It's not ilovelynda.com. It's just lynda.com/cultcast. Mm. Give it a shot, because here's the thing. Check it out. And you can do a free trial for 7 days. Learn all you want for 7 days. And, you know, see how it goes. See if you like it. And if you do, I think the subscription price is ridiculously low. It's like $25. You can learn all you want. You have access to all 2,000 video courses. So lynda.com/cultcast. We want to thank them for sponsoring the show. Excuse me. Hey, I should have mentioned this right off the start because I was so excited about it, guys. Do you remember a while back we talked about that really, really good Apple documentary, Jobs, J-O-B-S.
Oh, the one documentary. The one with the amazing verisimilitude that was totally true to life.
Yeah, it was true to life. And the acting in it was, I mean, it was powerful.
Very powerful.
It was poignant.
The Macklemore soundtrack.
Wait. Did it have a Macklemore soundtrack? He's like, yeah.
Oh, yes, it did on the preview at least. Yeah. So I watched it on Netflix. I got the first 5 minutes down before they pulled the stream this week.
Okay, well, as far as I know, the stream is back. So the news is Ashton Kutcher's Jobs movie is now available on Netflix.
Yeah, like they pulled it for a day for some reason.
And if you missed this in theaters, if you missed it, and I use that word very loosely, now you can watch it again. You can relive the glory. You could stay hungry. You could stay foolish forever. Now, on
Netflix.
Here,
actually, did anyone see it in here?
I saw a preview, a press preview.
I saw the 2-minute preview that we saw last year at Backworld.
That was
beautiful. It was like a scene with Woz and Ashton Kutcher outside the airport.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that what's worth watching for Gad?
I will say this. It's worth watching. It is worth watching. Is it going to win an Oscar? Well, did it win an Oscar? No.
No, it won a Razzie.
Did it win a Razzie? It won a Razzie, didn't it?
It swept the Razzies, didn't it? I thought I got them all.
Yes.
Worst director, worst screenplay, worst actor, worst supporting actor, worst supporting female actor.
Let's just say that Ashton Kutcher has a mantle full of trophies he wasn't expecting.
All turkey shapes, huh?
They all shape like turkeys.
Razzleberries.
But it is worth watching. It is on Netflix if you want to check it out.
Have you watched Pirates of Silicon Valley? Has anybody like been able to compare those two?
I watched it. I thought that was a great movie.
I have seen that movie too.
Yeah, I liked that a lot. I mean, it's probably not the most. It's not, you know, it's not documentary.
Into the mic, Leander. Into the mic.
It's not documentary, but it is fun. It was. I liked it a lot. And the guy that plays, what's his face, that does Doogie Howser, he played,
Neil Patrick. You're talking about Noah,
but the guy that played Gates is great.
Doogie Howser played Gates. You're talking about the guy who was in Weird Science.
Right. The nerdy guy.
Yes, I can't remember his name. He was in a ton of John Hughes movies.
Yeah.
Anthony
right.
Michael Hall, right?
Oh, the guy that was the nerd in Breakfast Club.
That's him. Yes. Yeah, he's great. That's a great movie. I mean, it's really well scripted. It's really well structured. It's like it's a really good movie. It's not, you know, it's not totally realistic, but it's not fun.
Totally, no, in no way.
It's totally fun. I like that movie. It's a good movie.
That was a good movie, too. And I think that's not on Netflix. So, Buster, where are you going?
I'm just going to take Alex's mic.
All right, nice. Yeah, booyah. Make him sit on those trash cans you're sitting on. And if you think we're joking, guys, we're not.
Well, what about the Sorkin movie? That's going to be...
We talked about this before, but I heard that it might be Christian Bale.
Oh, yes. That was the rumor that came out this week or last week. I can't remember.
I think that might have been last week.
But yeah, I mean, Christian Bale would be pretty good. I mean, Stanley Tucci would be my favorite personally.
Stanley Tucci.
He played. He was in Pelican Brief. He played in the Hunger Games. He was in Devil's Wear Prada.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh my god, he's in many
love Devil's Wear Prada.
Now I know who you're talking about. Stanley Tucci. I'm not placing a face.
Daniel,
the name
Tucci. Okay, Tucci. The new Iron Man movie.
Maybe if you just keep repeating it.
Daniel Day Lewis. I mean, of course. You know.
Daniel Day Lewis would be.
I think he would
Christian
be incredible.
Bale, I think is
Christian
honestly,
Bale would be a great pick.
He's a transformative actor. He would transform.
But so
into the role.
Is
so
is Daniel
Day
Lewis.
Right.
That's as long as it's not Matthew McConaughey.
I love Maddie, man.
McConaughey would kill it.
He's a total hack.
He won an Oscar.
But yeah, just,
it only took him like 20 years.
He's great.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Have you seen True Detective?
Yeah, it was the worst thing I've ever seen on TV, ever.
For Matthew McConaughey to get in character, all he needs is a joint, man. That's it. I mean.
Oh my God, he was so hammy in that when he was smoking a cigarette. he was so much... acting. He was so. It was like. It was hammy beyond belief.
Did you see
Killer Joe?
No.
That.
Yeah, that's. Haven't you don't probably it. Want to watch that. But.
I avoided it because it had him in it.
Which one of these ales is mine? I've lost track.
This one's mine.
Are you sure? Okay.
Oh my God.
Would someone.
The whole podcast with that?
Would someone crack me a new one? I'm sorry to have to interrupt the podcast. Breaking news. Airfine Elijah is out of ale. Somebody must get the bottle.
Come on,
open.
Old Bean. Put
Come
something
on, man. That one's empty, my friend. Yeah, that one's been... I don't leave wounded soldiers. I don't even know who this is, but I'm going to drink it.
wounded soldiers. Yeah, like this is the Marines, yeah?
I take my drinking very seriously.
Our sponsor, Vic, here is
Thank
just
you,
top
Vic.
Notch right now. Pulling out the beers, the pale ales.
This is half full. I'm an optimist. I'm going to drink it, though. But that one's totally full, so I think I'd prefer to have that one. If you set it next to Leander, it's not going to last more than 15 minutes.
Yeah. I'm going to
put it over here.
This one.
Oh, wait. Don't drop it. Okay. Sorry. Episode is continuing now. Alex.
Yes.
Oh, actually, before we talk about Apple talking to Comcast about streaming TV services, Buster, I want to talk about emojis because
I love emojis.
I'm personally offended every time I look into emoji. And I don't see like an Afghan
or an
person.
Or like two
or an
black
eggplant.
Guys holding hands.
I they don't
like
have an, two black guys
I feel
guys
like an
hands.
Eggplant is culturally universal. Like
I think that's true. But there was recently a guy who emailed Tim Cook.
There
because
was.
He was mad that emojis weren't racially diverse. And you know, quite honestly, they're not really that diverse.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a guy with a mustache that kind of looks Mexican. And
I have a
like
friend that looks like that, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not
Roberto.
Joking. It's Roberto, yeah. You know
yes,
him.
Yes.
Roberto, if you're listening, that emoji literally looks like you.
But there's no...
he's not Mexican, but...
I think there's a guy with a turban for Muslims so we could stereotype people.
Whoa. A turban? I apologize.
Sorry.
For Buster.
Turban for Muslim? What?
A turban is for someone who's Hindi, right? Hindu. Sorry.
I grew up in Roswell, New Mexico, where there's no turbans.
Can
so,
we offend
sorry.
The Asians next?
No, you know, we do need... I think we need some diversity in the emojis. Yeah, we're going to need to cut... We're going to need to get
cut
some emojis.
Out. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Cut no, that
part
out.
Yeah, let's cut that whole thing out.
Leander's just doing the hand motion across his throat. Cut it.
We're just
going to...
Where
gonna,
the f*** did this come from?
Okay, let's just jump back into it. And we're back. Sorry, had a little technical trouble there. We're back. So, as a fan of emoji, I want to see more emoji across the board. You know, just as much as possible. And I want to see different ethnic groups of emoji. Like they should be able to download different like emoji packs and use them with their friends. Like even like in your own native language. I think that would be really cool.
Well, that would be cool, but I mean the Unicode system kind of prevents that. Uh-huh. I believe it's the Unicode system.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I read.
So this guy emailed Tim Cook and he complained about it. And Tim Cook's reply was...
Like, well, not Tim Cook himself, but his PR ice queen, Katie Cotton, she did reply and said that.
Ice queen?
Slip that in.
Well, we're never getting an invite to anything.
Yeah. She's an ice queen. I've emailed her before. She's a very nice lady. Sorry. But yeah, they did say that they're working on more diversity in the emoji section.
Yeah, that's awesome. I wonder if they're going to make that universal, like if I'll be able to use like the Egyptian emoji and if, you know, you'll be able to use it too or something.
So
I don't
know. You can use hieroglyphs in your text?
I would love to use hieroglyphs in my emojis. I think I'm much more communicative I could be. I'm. By the way, I'm impressed I can say that word at this point in the night. I'm just going to put that out there. So no date on those, but we are expecting to get some, or you should expect to get some more racially diverse emojis sometime soon. Let's talk about streaming, Alex.
I love streaming.
I know. I love streaming too. And Apple is talking reportedly to Comcast about a streaming TV service.
Yeah.
Which is cool because they were talking to Time Warner.
And now Comcast is buying Time Warner.
And now Comcast is buying Time Warner.
So they're talking to Comcast.
Can you fill us in? Fill in the holes here.
Yeah, this was reported by the Wall Street Journal. Yeah. Not a lot new in terms of what's been reported before. I mean, it's been reported for a while that Apple's working on a TV streaming service of some kind. But the Wall Street Journal is saying that Apple's negotiating with Comcast to make their thing like a managed service, which basically means that it's like your phone line or your cable box. So like in terms of most internet traffic goes through one channel into your home. They call it like the last mile.
Yeah.
And Apple doesn't want to be part of that because they would be congested a lot because a lot of people would be streaming high quality video from their internet connection. And you know, like with Netflix, how often does Netflix slow down? And that's the reason actually Netflix is negotiating that deal with Comcast to get their speeds up on Comcast because they were coming through the same pipe as everyone else and they were getting slowed down. So Apple doesn't want that to happen either. So they're trying to be...
Oh, man.
They're trying
All
to
the dominoes are falling over.
They're trying
to...
try
not to rant here.
What?
Isn't that about time to mention AT&T?
No, it's not about AT&T. I was going to talk about net neutrality.
It's basically net neutrality. They're trying to negotiate a special deal with Comcast to say, treat us this way. You know, treat
but
us...
see, that's the exact opposite of net neutrality. And now
right.
Apple's going to have to pay.
Which is, it's weird though, because Apple's also at the same trying to undermine companies like Comcast. So
yeah,
the fact
they're going to have to pay to play, just
well,
like everybody
they're
else.
To build
Who
a
rolled over first? Was it Netflix?
Yeah, it was Netflix. And
Reed Hastings, what a scumbag he is.
Yeah. We got to go firebomb his car.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
I think we should.
Okay. Hey, that's all the cult cast we have for you this week. We've got our own plans. Okay, who's somebody get his address on Google Maps? Does he live here? We're gonna find out.
No, he's just down. He's only a couple of miles away. Down at Peninsula. Hey, by the way, I didn't say that.
Yeah. We'll edit that out. We'll fix it in post. We'll fix it in post. You make a marker. All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna flag that one. Flag that one for censoring.
But, he's a lovely guy.
He's, yeah, he's gonna need a new car soon, though.
Yeah,
I'll tell you
right.
that much.
So, yeah, no, it is weird because Apple's trying to make a service that rivals Comcast while at the same time asking Comcast for special treatment.
Well,
so,
Apple's not trying to make a service that rivals.
No, they are. They're trying to make a set-top box-ish experience.
Okay.
That, based on all of these reports, it's been at least a year or two of all these reports, that they're trying to make this service that rivals, like, a Comcast. They're trying to get
but
live
you're
TV streaming.
You're talking about a DVR box.
Well,
that's way different than, like... You know,
they're trying to negotiate with content providers to get the same deals Comcast gets to basically offer a Comcast alternative that is
okay.
the Apple way, while at the same time asking Comcast, hey, give us a special treatment so we don't get throttled on your.
And by special treatment, we mean we're going to pay you money
or something.
I mean, that's going to be what
Eddie
happens.
Eddie Q gives him rides in his Ferrari. I don't know.
I'm sure that'll swing it.
Yeah, that would probably help their cause. Yeah, it's unfortunate, and I'm not going to rant about this. I've ranted about it enough. But
yeah, just
it's,
bring
it's
an
frustrating.
AT&T, too, and we'll show's over.
There was a great article in Ars Technica that, if you're interested in this topic, I recommend you Google. It's called Why Does YouTube Buffer or something like that. It's along those lines. And it's all about how, you know, these Comcast-type companies will cause troubles for companies that don't want to pay. And they will make their services not perform optimally. So check
good,
it out.
Good you, thing you, our services always perform optimally.
My service always performs optimally. FYI.
Right.
Hey, before we continue, I also want to thank Sandbox for sponsoring the show. Leander, are you still using Sandbox?
Oh, yeah. Let's
oh, yeah. Me too. You're on
it. Is that
it
the
now.
Reason you get
swung that mic right over?
Is that the reason you get none of my emails?
Yeah. I know. They all go straight to the black hole.
You know, actually, Sanebox has a feature called Black
yeah.
Hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm in it.
Let me tell you about Sanebox. If you get too much email, then you're really going to like Sanebox. And I don't say that flippantly. It saves a ton of time. And what Sanebox does is you connect it to your email provider, and it works with virtually all of them. And then it starts monitoring the emails that you open, the emails that you reply to, the emails that you read. And it's not actually reading your emails. It's just monitoring your email headers and that type of thing. And then it starts learning how you behave with your email. So when you get an email from Alex Excelsior Heath, it goes directly to the black hole, which basically just means you'll never see it again. It just gets sent to a different dimension. If you get an email from me, it will appear right at the very top. And not only does it sort your emails into different folders that you can review later, it will also send you a digest that you can just kind of peruse really quickly. And then with one click of a button, you can delete all those emails if you'd like, or you can allow different ones through so that they will come through next time. Really intelligent service. But another cool thing is you can use Sanebox as kind of like a reminder service. So for instance, if you email someone, you can CC one of the various Sanebox email addresses or aliases like monday@sanebox.com. And if that person doesn't reply to you by that date, Sanebox will put that email back in your inbox so you can revisit it. Really super handy. And like I said, if you get a lot of email, it makes your hundreds and thousands of emails much more manageable, because you're only going to see the stuff that you actually want to see, and you're only going to need to take action on the emails that are actually actionable. And all the rest of the stuff that you don't really want to see, that you like kind of just want to go away, like the marketing emails, that type of thing, are going to be gone. And you can revisit those at a later time. So really have been enjoying the service. And if you want to check it out, head on over to sanebox.com/cultcast. And you'll get a $10 credit to try one of the plans. And there's multiple plans. And for $10, you can get about 2 months free. And it'll give you enough time to kind of determine whether or not you want to continue with the service. I think you will. And if you get a lot of email, I think you're really going to like it. So sanebox.com/cultcast. I want to thank them for sponsoring the show. Alex, let's talk about Spotify and iTunes Radio.
Yes.
And iTunes. Because we talked about this earlier tonight, and I thought this was really interesting, because apparently Apple is considering starting their own Spotify competitor.
Mm-hmm.
And iTunes for Android, which I find questionable.
Mm.
You care to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's a report from Billboard saying that...
from Billboard. Credible. Billboard.
Well, in terms of music, yeah.
That's true, yeah.
They're in there.
They've got the label executives, you know.
Okay, I feel like a big idiot now. Okay, fine, they're credible. Stop rubbing it in.
Gosh. Yeah, but it's... I think
I had to second that, but you are an idiot.
I'm going to fight you. Your car is getting firebombed, too.
Hey, tomorrow.
The Spotify competitor thing has been rumored for a while, obviously, that they're doing a music streaming service of some kind has been out there for a while.
Like iTunes Radio?
Well, yeah, this is different than iTunes Radio.
No, this is like a Spotify where you can pull up any song and play it, you know.
On request.
On request, yeah. And kind of...
Right.
Without paying for it?
Well, you'd probably pay for it, yeah.
Well, you can do that now, but you pay $1, right?
Right. I mean, who knows? But... something to that regard. It sounds like they're having trouble because of all the licensing deals that are in place, kind of the same way that it is in Hollywood right now. And then the iTunes for Android is interesting to me, just because I can't imagine that happening. Can you guys?
Well, Steve Jobs, I remember it was pretty shortly before he died, somebody asked him that, and he said, like, the extent of what he said, his response was like, oh, yeah, we could do that, but that would be really nice of us to make Android available or iTunes available on Android. So
well,
we're not
he compared,
do that.
I mean, iTunes for Windows to giving somebody ice water in hell. I mean, that
right,
was
yeah.
that was the famous, you know, line about that. So
I have a hard time seeing it happen just because Apple doesn't need as much money off of the iTunes content anymore. Like, that's not a huge grower of their products anymore.
Leander's getting ready to make
exactly,
an epic
yeah,
statement.
But, you know, the Ice War in Hell was like, it was about selling iPods. It was selling hardware. And they need to have iTunes on Windows.
Into your mic, yeah.
To sell, you know, the iPod onto Windows. But, you know, iTunes on Android doesn't make any sense.
I mean, it doesn't to me.
iTunes Radio, I could see before iTunes. Just iTunes Radio by itself. Because
As a standalone app, you mean.
Because it's ad-based.
Yeah.
I couldn't because they're not going to make a lot of money off of iTunes Radio on Android. Whereas iTunes on Android, they could, you know, make like $1 billion a year. But, I mean, we're talking about them dropping the iPod because that's not big enough.
I just don't see it.
I don't see it being big.
Although,
personally.
I thought it was really interesting. I did a reader poll on this post and like... the overwhelming majority of our readers voted that they would like to see iTunes on Android. So, I mean,
I cannot imagine why. Vic, you're nodding yes.
Someone's nodding.
Can you chime in?
Yeah.
80%
of iPhone users are on.
Yep.
80% of iPhone users
are on
and PC.
Okay.
Well.
That's pretty high.
I mean, it does give them kind of a way, like iTunes on PC did give people kind of like that first taste of Apple, yeah. And like it really did bring them to the iPod, like Leander's saying. And so, I mean, it might bring more people over to an iPhone and iOS, but I kind of feel like it's not going to be as beneficial as iTunes for PC was. I feel like it'll just be like a little bit of a drop in the bucket.
The Spotify type feature, I think, is kind of a no-brainer.
Well, they need to fix that. Their music in the cloud, iTunes Match, is terrible.
You don't like it?
Well, it's just what is in the age of Spotify. It's antiquated.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. Like iTunes is people aren't buying their music as much these days, right?
Well, because you can just stream it.
Exactly. And Spotify, I mean, they get new albums.
And Apple
as soon
will
as an
say
album
that iTunes
out.
Match, you can stream iTunes Match music, but it's not the same. You're downloading it. I mean, it's not the same design.
But you gotta purchase the
you
album
purchase
first,
it, right?
Well, I mean, iTunes Radio does give you like advanced.
Right, they're
at,
doing
like,
some cool stuff with iTunes Radio.
Like that, if
I think
you could
iTunes
request that all
I think,
the time.
Yeah, I think they're going somewhere in the right direction with iTunes Radio. They just added NPR. They're kind of turning it into this behemoth of a music streaming service. But it's not the same as Spotify. It's like Pandora.
No, it's not the same at all because it allows you to stream the music that you've purchased.
Right.
And with Pandora, I mean, you don't have to purchase anything.
iTunes
you,
Match does, yeah, right. Right.
Yeah. And with Spotify, I was saying, you can listen to anything as soon as it comes out. You don't have to purchase anything. You can listen to everything for free, too. I mean, if you're using it on your desktop.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't paid for Spotify in quite a long time. And I kind of feel like Apple needs to have their own Spotify service. This is the way music is headed.
I mean, they've. Well, and they
Buster's making.
I've just
up.
Been dreaming, like I mean, for years of being able to stream the iTunes catalog at will.
That would be
you
awesome.
You know, I mean,
they've got
I would
the best
pay
catalog.
$10 a month for to be able to do that. They have a huge catalog, like Alex said.
Wow, that much! I was gonna say the music industry right there. $10 a month. That's
I mean, Apple.
Yeah.
Apple changed the music industry with the iTunes Store to begin with. So who's to say that? I mean, like they need to adapt to what's happening. They're living off of the model that they, you know, they. Whatever.
Created.
It makes
life.
No
created,
sense when
yeah.
there's all these other services where you can stream anything you want for a small payment a month. Why would you want to own music anymore? I have
yeah.
no desire to pay
me
for music.
Either. Unless it's on the Pono player.
Aren't those like Spotify and RDO, they're having a hard time staying afloat really too at the same time. So I mean maybe
they
that
are.
Business model isn't viable at the same time.
I think a lot of people just I mean, here, perfect example, myself. I use Spotify all the time. I used to pay for it, I don't anymore. I think they're a little overpriced. Like
I pay for it.
You do?
Yeah.
I think they should be $5 a month for their
overpriced.
Everything premium.
Well they changed. They just introduced a five they cut their monthly fee in half for college students, which
but
I think
that's
is
just
a,
for college
right,
students.
Which I think
and then
a,
when you're not in college anymore, does it go
no,
up?
No, but I'm saying I think they're doing some smart things in terms of their growth and
well,
in terms of yeah.
Well, Leander brings up like overpriced. I think the other day I read that Spotify is going to cost you $120 a month, whereas it used to be before Spot. Well, sorry, $120 a year. I think right, $10
okay.
a month, right?
Yeah,
$5.
Yeah. That's, it's $10 a month now, though.
They used to call you like $120 a year, whereas average Americans used to speak I do this every week, like this distance.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're in a bad habit.
You guys are being like,
yeah, we're not ridiculous. Yeah, we're being microphone Nazis with Buster. Every time he looks at me, I'm just like, I'm making these like motion gestures of him.
You guys are getting it close to your
getting
mouth,
his face
guys.
Close to the mic. Yeah. Mike.
But
I'm changing your name to Mike.
But Spotify is actually more expensive than iTunes in some ways if you're purchasing your music on your own to own it, whereas people were spending like $60 a year for albums, whereas now they're spending $120 a month.
That's
or a year
that's
for
a good point.
Spotify. So it is more expensive.
I just spend like 16, you know, every couple of days when I used to buy CDs. Yeah, I used to buy a couple of CDs a week.
So you were like a...
Right, I had long hair.
That was some long, beautiful, luscious hair.
Yeah, exactly. Tight pants,
that hair.
Skinny jeans.
Yeah,
you did.
Dr. Martin boots.
Dr. Martin.
I know, yeah. I was a music fanatic, so I guess I spent like a good... How much was a CD back in those days, though?
$20. Remember?
Was it really that? 14. No, I think it was even less than that. Yeah.
Unless you joined like a CD club. Remember those?
BMG. But you know, when Tower Records is around, you go through the racks of Tower Records.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, 120, 10 a month doesn't seem expensive to me. No, I'm worried about the musicians that are supporting. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, how many, they've got to sign up the entire world's population in order to support the music industry with that kind of rate.
I mean, personally, I look at it as musicians usually support themselves through tours and usually
and merchandise.
Labels benefit from record sales, so
yeah.
I personally don't really care about.
Yeah, unless
like
you're like, unless you get lucky, like you're Macklemore or the Civil Wars, and you're not on a major label, then you don't make any money from your record sales anyway.
The last thing I want to say is like a music industry that depends upon things like mega tours, like Lady Gaga. And,
you mean Lady Gaga?
Yeah, the artist formerly known as Gaga.
Gaga.
Major
acts right.
touring to get most of their money. I mean, I want recorded music to have a decent revenue stream because I want to see all the new acts that are coming up. I mean,
yeah.
I've always hated mainstream acts, and
you like all the hood rap.
Well, I like a lot of, there's a ton of creativity that comes out of the music industry. I mean, that's the most fascinating thing about that industry is that it. It's hugely creative, and it always has been. And there's got to be a career for.
Thanks for you talking into the mic, Governor.
For the indies, there's got
to
be.
Yeah, and to your point about Spotify not paying anything, it doesn't. I remember seeing a story a while ago, and this guy was doing the math on how many plays he'd have to have in order to make minimum wage. I don't remember the exact numbers, but it was insane. It was like 100,000 plays a month or a day or something like that. And then he'd be making minimum wage.
Yeah, right.
So,
well, it's in a strange situation now, though, right? Because it's like, there's a lot of shakeout and the industry is like super young and they're trying all these different new models. And Spotify's, paying out all of its venture capital money. Because the small amount, I'm sure, I don't know what its finances are, but it's probably paying out more than it's getting in. And still, the artists are getting screwed.
Yeah.
And, so I don't know, there's going to be a network effect. There's going to be one winner. It's going to be like Facebook in the social networking space. There's only one Facebook. There's only one social network, social network or Amazon or whatever. There's going to be one big company that streams all music and they'll pay out decent money to artists, I'm sure. But, we're at the very beginning of that.
You think they will? I don't think they will.
Yeah, I think, like, Apple definitely dominated that when it was, like, the pay a dollar per song era.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't sustainable. And now we're into the streaming era, and we're going to see definitely a shakeout for sure. Because, like you just said, the economics are unsustainable. The music industry is like everyone's listening habits are streaming. They want streaming. They want everything on demand. And so there's no way that they can sustain multiple players in this space. It's going to have to consolidate. There's going to be one winner.
Buster's getting ready to say something. The mic is being swung.
No, I just think you can already kind of see that with, like, Pandora already has, like, 70 million users, whereas I think the next nearest is iHeartRadio with 9 million free users. So I think you can kind of already see that trend, whereas, like, Pandora has the big chunk. Eventually somebody will own like a huge chunk of the user base, like Leander's saying. I think that's already actually pretty much happening with Pandora.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? That iHeartRadio is the second biggest.
I'm not Pandora. I hate him.
Yeah, you don't like Pandora?
I love Pandora.
I love Pandora, yeah.
It's, I mean, compared to Spotify or RDO, the other paid options, I mean, yeah,
Pandora's
is just
not that great.
I think they're just different kinds of music listening. Like,
yeah, I guess maybe if you just kind of like somebody to DJ for you,
but
then
Spotify
Pandora
can DJ,
is really nice, probably.
Spotify can DJ for you, too, though.
And that's true, but Pandora, I've always felt this is way more accurate. That's changing. I mean, yeah. Spotify, I feel like...
Spotify bought the music...
You're some provincial poo hole like Seattle, and you like grunge music. Then you
grunge
know, I'm
music.
Sure
Macklemore is from Seattle, by the way. It has a very vibrant hip hop scene.
Oh, it's very hood.
That doesn't matter to me because I only listen to Nirvana from the '90s. But still, it's there
exactly.
For jerks like you.
No, yeah, definitely. I don't
Leander
know.
Likes Raphael Sadiq.
Oh,
I will never forget when we went to that concert in Vegas, and I was like, I did not know that British men could dance like this, because he was cutting rugs all over that room, doing moves.
I can't wait to see.
He
this.
Doesn't look as limber. He's way more limber than he actually looks.
Did he dance like
he
that
like,
at the
he
Kendrick
jumped
Lamar?
Up and he came down and did like the straight up splits like on the ground.
I threw the zipper from away right and was like,
I was like, where's Leander? And all of a sudden he does the worm across the room.
Wow.
Well, that music was awesome. Oh my God, what that is a great band. The worst thing is the strange thing is that I do not like his recorded music.
Yeah, I have some artists that are like that.
But recorded rubbish. I don't like it at all. Like, what's his famous hit?
I can't remember.
You Complete Me or something. It was absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
But live, my God, what a band.
Yeah. One of my favorite artists, Martin Sexton. Check him out. He's incredible. Studio recording, not great. Live stuff is really good. Anyway, we should probably wrap it up there, guys. So what do you say?
We should have wrapped it up
three and a half hours ago.
How many bottle caps are surrounding me? I don't even know. Look at that cup slice like laid over and no one even cares about it.
I'm excited
anymore.
To hear DJ Egads tomorrow night with the iPad.
If you're coming to our Cultcast Live tomorrow, get on the waiting list, cultcast.eventbrite.com. We're going to have DJ Egads.
He plays iPad music like a G.
Oh, man. It's going to be G iPad music all night long. We took a look at the venue today. It's going to be incredible. So get on the waiting list for that.
It's going to be really cool.
And I think that's all the cult cast we have for you guys. Well, tonight we have more coming to you.
Yeah, it's a double cult cast.
It's going to be a double cult cast. Get ready for that.
Wow.
And we'll be back with another live cult cast. We're going to try and get that released on Friday night.
Redeem ourselves.
Yeah. I can't guarantee that show is going to be any better than this one just was. But we're going to try. Hey, if you want to follow all of our Macworld adventures, please do. We're on Twitter. Just hop on over to Twitter and follow Alex Excelsior Heath. Well, sorry, Alex E. Heath. Leander Caney is L. Caney. Buster's BST3R. I'm at Airfon. And, of course, for all the best news and reviews and how-tos in the world of Apple, make sure you're following Cult of Mac. This has been the Cultcast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. New episodes of the Cultcast come out every Thursday night. Stay tuned for our live Cultcast this weekend, and we will see you guys at the live Cultcast this weekend, a.k.a. next time. Somebody hop on the mic. Whisper it, Buster.
Next time.
Party time. Next time. Okay, I'm going to have to do it again.
This is fucking...
Hey, you guys know Leander?
I don't care. Here, yeah, just use this one. This is busted.
Leander. Reginald Harrington?
Harrington.
You're
Reginald
millions?
Harrington the Third.
Caney.
Reginald.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Harrington.
Your middle name is Harrington?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I never would have guessed that in a million
Mine's
years.
Emerson.
Oh, is it?
Celsius.
Is it really E?
Yeah.
It really is E. It's Alex E. Heath. That's why I started making stuff up, because I didn't know what it was.
Where did Excelsior come from?
I literally just made it up.
Oh, I thought that was his name.
No.
Are you joking? That's not what I meant. What's this?
It's just Coke.
Oh. I really thought it was him. All right. Everyone, okay, all right. You can tell we've been drinking. Hold on.
We're not going to be able to get
through this. All right. Hold on.